With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Another real test of winter weather conditions is keeping growers east of the Cascades on their popsicle toes. 2017 came in with a low-pressure blast of frigid temperatures and a decent layer of snow in many areas.
Similar to some of the events we've already seen, I mean, just a few days ago, we had the early January event. It was really the second main cold blast of the year. Beyond the mid-December event, it was really the first major one. We had some, sub-zero temperatures in central and eastern Washington.
But WSU meteorologist Nick Lloyd says it's certainly much different than we've seen the past couple of years.
Certainly is interesting and I would say a noteworthy winter in its own right. But again, I think it probably sends a lot of folks is even more extreme than it really is. Again, just because, we've become accustomed. I mean, basically long sort of monthly and seasonal scale, you have record warmth from mid-2014 all the way up through November. And then just the last little over a month, suddenly we finally have some colder than normal conditions. So it seems pretty stark, but we're finally making up for lost time after very warm conditions the last couple of years.
He says it's fortunate the cold didn't hit us too suddenly, and the crops appear to have had sufficient time to build up enough cold hardiness. Lloyd says in the near term, it looks like we're in for a little relief with temps warming up a bit, but adds that brings about the possibility of flooding. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.